Hello again, this is track number one, and this is going to be tape number four. And I still have Newman here to help me.
Hi there. Still here. Can't
so
get
we
away.
Want to give it another whack here. We just listened to this tape that was on here, and that's the reason it's starting off at 3 1/4. And I'm glad I caught it this early in the game because we want to switch it up to the faster speed. If I can find something to pack these four tapes in, I'm gonna try mailing them yet this afternoon, and should be on the way as quick as a letter. And I haven't written a letter yesterday or today, and I probably won't get a letter with these tapes. This will probably keep you busy enough as it is. If you get anything out of it at all, I don't know. We've actually run out of stuff to talk about. Right now, I'm gonna switch over to 3 1/4. So switch. I mean 7 1/4. Right like that. This thing's making a lot of noise for some reason. Come on, John.
Well, I don't know what to say. Now we ran out of stuff to talk about.
Turn the radio on for a little bit of background music. This is a sort of calling program we got in the afternoon. It's not good music. It's not terrible, but it's the best.
Good background music. That's about it.
Did you hear anything about the Hootenannies?
No.
Did you hear anything about it? And I'm sure let you listen to this one tape. But it's supposed to be a big thing back in the States now. And they sent me a small tape with, maybe all four sides. It was this program. And R. Linkletter's son? Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Jack Linkletter.
Jack Linkletter, yeah.
But it's country and western music, folk songs.
Yeah.
But this exhibition they're having up in Holland, in Belgium, they had... Hootenanny program over there with
the mic. Do they know? They know all the elephant jokes, right?
Oh, that's it. Tell us an elephant joke.
All right, see if you can get them. You know them, don't you?
No, I know most of them. Go ahead.
Why does an elephant have flat feet?
That's one I haven't heard. Go ahead.
Jumping out of trees. All right. Why does he jump out of trees?
Go ahead.
Squash grapes. Why does he squash grapes? To make wine.
Right.
Why does he make wine? To drink it so he can get up on a nerve and climb the tree. Alright, now, why are ducks' feet flat?
Put out forest fires.
Right, hey, you got one. Alright.
That's a duck joke.
Alright, do you know why does an elephant wear blue sneakers?
Because his red ones are in the wash.
Good. Why does an elephant have wrinkled feet?
Playing marbles.
No, wearing sneakers. All right, why does he paint his toenails pink? To hide in a cherry tree. All right, why does he have gray feet? Stamping out burning ducks. See, that goes back to the duck joke.
Gray feet, that'll catch that.
Stomping out burning ducks. The ones that are stomping out the burning forest fires, you know? All right, you know how to get 6 elephants in a Volkswagen.
Put 3 in the front and 3 in the back.
All right. All right, let me see. I don't know. Well, why is an elephant and a parrot similar? No. Neither of them can ride a bicycle. I don't think I know anymore right now.
Can't think. These are some that Betty, if Betty's having to listen to these, I mean, I'm not copied from you, so I'm telling them again. But the one about how can you tell an elephant's been in the
refrigerator? Tracks in the butter?
How can you tell whether he's in the bathtub?
I told you that one. Peanuts on his breath, right? All right. I don't think
that's about it. I believe
it's about all of them. But we really don't have anything to talk about this time.
Actually, we got a lot of things to talk about, but I think I'll talk or something before.
Yeah.
One reason you're probably picking up a little bit of this noise, again, a little better, is the fact that I've cracked the wind a little bit, and I believe just because I cracked the damn wind, it's getting a little noisier out there.
Yeah, the trucks, it
wasn't even a little noise.
There were no cars before, now the trucks are running by.
Damn airplanes going by. It's been raining off and on all day, and it's not a bad day. But
no, it isn't.
Did you awake early with this
no,
morning,
I slept
about 1 o'clock?
The whole alert.
No. Earlier, last night morning, 1 o'clock this morning. The way it was raining, man, it was raining something fierce out there.
Yeah, I think it was.
our window here from being open all the time is warped and can't come completely close. And the wind was blowing right this way, which would be some like northeast, I guess.
I don't know, really.
And the tone north is right over there.
Yeah.
But it was coming right in the window, see, so John got it one time, Double John, to try to close the window. And he got his foot up on the window.
And we don't have any, well, you've got good heat in this room, right?
Yeah, but we don't even need to turn it on, see?
Well, that's just...
Because you can feel it right now, just right, from the pipe.
You have good heat, you have a good radiator, but you don't need it. Right. Now, that's the difference between my room is on the corner room with two external walls and our radiator doesn't work. So we're freezing in here. And the windows work.
Here's something good we can discuss a little bit. I think it'll probably be a little amusing to these people, maybe. And this is our... we pay a janitor fee every month, and this is not the janitor is a female type janitor, and I don't think I've ever mentioned this, but I think it's
pretty. Well, they're beauties, aren't they? Yeah.
But we have two maids to clean up the barracks, and
Miss Germany 1918.
We don't have no joining baths or what you call it. I mean, it's one great big dirty filthy shower right across the hall, you know.
Right.
And the same with the heads and all this crap too. And
across the hall.
This can be quite rough in the morning, you know. Get out of bed and want to take a shower.
Yeah. Especially after a Friday or a Saturday night, you know, when the guys be coming in all night.
Well, but I'm
you talking about the flood?
No, I'm talking. What I'm talking about is trying to get in the shower without the maid in there.
Oh yeah. This morning I couldn't go to the bathroom because she was cleaning it, you know. But that makes it pretty rough sometimes. I could have gone upstairs, I guess, to the other one.
I try to time them, you know. Especially when working nights, you know. I try to figure out the best time to get up, you know.
Yeah.
But you can't because one day she's in there at 10 o'clock, next day she's in there at 11.
That's right. Well, tell them about the flood. How many times, a couple times you had the shower room flood over? And John is right across the hall from the shower room. And they've had a couple, say you get six guys in the shower room at once with all the showers on, full stream.
There's only four showers. You can imagine, that's pretty interesting.
Six guys and four showers. And the drain gets plugged up or something. It can't accept the water fast enough. And it floods the shower room and then consequently it comes across the hall into his room.
Like an ocean.
And he's sitting here, and the door is, say, 15 feet away here. And he looks up, and he sees something crawling under the door, some water. And by the time he gets up, it's to him. And you can imagine how fast that water's coming. He has to get a broom and a mop and everything.
Everybody stands out in the hall and laughs.
Me, too. Well, and he pushes it down to the next room, right?
Down the next door. Sound like Niagara Falls going down the steps.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Well, we talked out that tape pretty good there, Don.
Yeah, we didn't say
I told you, we talk more and say less than anybody. I don't really think they care what you say because they just want to hear your voice. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving them much of a chance to hear your voice, so go ahead.
Well, no, the reason I'm invited you in here is to, get rid of some anyhows, mainly, but... album of the week
on Pop Cover. Yeah, you're known for your anyhows, huh?
You should hear some of them tapes. I listen back to the other thing. I think they said on this last one I just got back, my brother said that I said I would stop the tapes and I wasn't going to say no more anyhows. And they still counted seven more.
I'm not going to say more anyhows, anyhow. Well, they can always listen to the music.
This is no good.
Well, the movie on tonight ought to be pretty good. It's Madame with Sophia Loren. Oh, love. And I plan on saving my pennies and going to that one because that's the last few cents I have. Well,